Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. August is when people scour the earth for vacation spots. Somewhere they can soak up the glamour and romance of famous locales without ever actually living there. So this week, I'm looking at two new movies about the people who live in popular tourist destinations. There are asylum seekers in Paris and psychic debunkers in Niagara Falls. Suleiman's Story, co-written and directed by Boris Lojkin. Suleiman Sangare, played by Abu Sangare, is a young man on a bike. His friends call him Sule de Paris. He earns his keep delivering meals to paid customers across the city using his smartphone to record his deliveries and pass on the next assignment. Other young men from West Africa look up to him as a role model and beg him to help them become couriers too, but Suleiman's life is more complicated than it appears. Originally from Guinea, he arrived in Paris as a refugee seeking asylum. His beloved girlfriend back home, they speak by phone, is talking about marrying somebody else, and his mother seems particularly out of touch when he speaks with her. He is homeless and sleeps in a dormitory far from the Gare du Nord, but he never gets a full night's sleep because he's forced to wake up in the middle of the night to electronically reserve his next night's bed. He catches a bus ride to and from the shelter, and if he's late, he's forced to sleep in the rough. Even his delivery job is done on the sly, using someone else's name who takes a large cut of each transaction. He's undocumented and can't work legally. And everything he does is done for one ultimate goal. His asylum interview is scheduled for just a few days from now. He's studying hard to pass that ordeal, and to do that correctly, he feels he needs to hire a coach to fill in the forms and train him on exactly what to say. So when an accident messes up a single delivery, his carefully constructed life suddenly becomes precarious. Can Suleiman keep his job, pay his asylum coach, and pass the government interview? Or will he be sent back to the country he fled? Suleiman's Story is a powerful, fast-moving slice-of-life drama about a refugee in Paris. Suleiman is in constant motion on a bike, climbing staircases, trying to catch the metro or a bus. Most of the movie is showed us in the form of a flashback as he waits for his immigration interview. And as it slowly builds to that ultimate event, everything leading up to it is recounted and exposed, climaxing in a heart-wrenching, tear-jerking finish. The dialogue shifts between French and a number of other West African languages, showing the polyglot nature of life in the big city. I don't recognize the director or any of the actors, but it has a realistic feel. This is a good movie. The Legacy of Cloudy Falls, written and directed by Nick Butler. It's summertime in the city of Niagara Falls. A group of long-term tenants at a seedy apartment building live in close proximity. Terry, played by Andrew Moody, is a single, middle-aged guy, a gay black man who runs an unsuccessful souvenir shop. He spends his lonely days surrounded by fridge magnets and snow globes that no one seems to want. But he has one goal: to locate the son of a man he once knew. Meanwhile, Terry fantasizes about his next-door neighbor, Edwin, a compulsive, body-conscious young man who lifts weights and decorates himself with homemade tattoos. Edwin, played by Josh Doughy, just appeared there one day, claiming he's the nephew of the hotel's owner, but Terry has never actually seen them together. Bridget, played by Grace Glowicki, sees herself as a debunker of the lies and scams perpetrated by fortune tellers and mind readers. She's also having an affair with a croupier at the casino, but that's another story. She has a website devoted to her whistleblowing, which no one seems to read. Still, she's ready to catch her Moby Dick, a man named Walter Price, due to arrive in Niagara Falls soon. Price is a telepsychic whose YouTube videos are watched by millions and who Bridget vows to take down. And finally, there's Riley, played by Amanda Martinez, a cynical compulsive liar who pretends she's the director of a talent agency. She keeps her boss semi-conscious through the use of sleeping powders generously sprinkled into her drinks. But she feels strangely drawn to Calvin, played by Richard Zepieri, a shy man who appears at the office one day with dreams of becoming a professional actor. These are just a few of the plot streams happening simultaneously in and around the apartment building, as recounted in a nasal voice by Rita, played by Susan Berger, a senior with bottle red hair who sees everything going on at the Cloudy Falls Motel. The Legacy of Cloudy Falls is a comedy drama about a group of quirky and tragically lonely characters as they interact with one another. I kept hearing the lyrics to Eleanor Rigby repeating in the back of my mind. Vendettas, scams, and conspiracy theories ebb and flow there like the misty waterfall nearby. Amid walls painted with UFOs, no one seems to do what they're supposed to be doing, but somehow still continue to get along. This film is retro kitsch mixed with Wes Anderson-style oddballs. There's something about Niagara Falls that brings all these strange people to one place, especially in movies. I'm thinking Albert Shin's Disappearance at Clifton Hill from 2019, for example. This is director Nick Butler's first feature after a series of shorts and many years working in casting for various TV series, which may explain the episodic nature of this film. Stories that are linked and coexist but have their own separate narrative. So if you're in the mood for something whack but oddly compelling, check out this one. The Legacy of Cloudy Falls opens on August 25th in Toronto, with Suleiman Story playing this weekend at the TIFF Lightbox. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.